Threat Film Radio. One World International Human Rights Documentary Film Festival in Prague, Czech Republic.
Threat Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 One World International Human Rights Documentary Film Festival. I'm very pleased to be joined by director Mark Kirschel, presenting the film, The End of Meat. Thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
First question, would you like to introduce your film to our listeners and just tell them a little bit about it?
Sure. The End of Meat is a documentary that deals with the question, what would happen if we stopped eating meat and animal products? What kind of effects that would have on ourselves, the environment, our health, and also, of course, the animals. So it's a feature-length documentary, and we travel around the world for the past 2 years. We shot in the US, Canada, India, across Europe, and we're excited to screen it here at the One World Film Festival.
That's great. I'm just curious as to why you're interested in this topic.
Well, I've been a vegan myself since about 17 years, so it's a subject that's very near to my heart, and I'm very passionate about it, and just meat consumption is such a critical issue right now, especially regarding the fact that there's still more people in the world and meat consumption is rising in different countries. Well, it's a bit slowing down in other countries, but it's going to be a growing problem, especially regarding the effects it has on the environment and ourselves.
And why did you become a vegan?
I didn't really pay too much attention to what I was eating and how things are produced. And once I saw a documentary called Baraka, and there's a scene where they're debeaking male chicks, and that shocked me, and I looked into it more. And then at that time, I was a vegetarian, and then as a result of that, I turned vegan.
Basically, when you find out, it's pretty hard not to unsee what you see, right?
Yeah, especially with these products. You know, you find them in the supermarket, and you don't know anything how they're produced, because it's really an industry that's kept in the dark as on a purpose, because people, the producers, don't want the people to know what they're buying and how it's produced, and it's often a very cruel product.
So, but in the documentary, we see that there's a change that's happening, right?
Yeah. The idea of the film was to turn it around, because there's already a lot of documentaries that focus on the negative aspects, the negative side of this subject. So I wanted to turn around and see what would happen if we actually stopped eating meat, what benefits this would have, not only on us, but also for the billions of animals this affects. And so we show the animals on sanctuaries, the individual stories of these animals, and also people interacting and waking up to these stories.
Do you find that information is readily available for everyone?
Well, it's slowly getting there. You know, with the rise of the internet and social media, images, cruel images that are trying to be kept in the dark are reaching millions of people, and we see this with the new generation of younger kids. The millennials now are reacting to these images, and they start to reduce their meat consumption or go vegan even.
Right. So it's really the newer generations are more and more aware, and that's kind of the hope that we have for the future.
Yeah, definitely. We see this in Western countries, but it's also reaching other countries where meat consumption is rising. So there's a growing movement that's trying to reduce meat consumption.
Like you said, there's so much in this documentary that we could talk about, but I found out things that I was very surprised by. The thing that stands out to me was the part about India. Maybe you could tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, sure. Well, India is going to be one of the countries with the largest population in about 20 years from now. So it's one of the countries we wanted to focus on, because with the rising economy in India, there's also a demand for meat products, and people can afford meat products. So, and it's not traditionally a very meat-heavy country, so there's a lot of Hindus. They're vegetarians, but when we were there, we could see that there's actually people starting to eat meat, even Hindus. So it's a growing trend, and we wanted to see what kind of groups or what kind of activists are there, what they're trying to do against that.
Mm. So I want to talk a little bit about the filmmaking side of things. And so how long did it take you to make this documentary?
Overall, we produced a film in 2 years.
2 years. And was it a case that you kind of found out things as you were going, or did you already know what you kind of wanted to focus on?
Well, the idea shifted a little bit. We actually focused more on the idea of the a concept called Zoopolis by two Canadian authors called Will Kimlick and Sue Donaldson, and it's dealing with the idea that there could be citizenship rights for animals, but we found that was a bit too far thought, so we've instead focused on the meat issue and the farmed animals.
A word that you just reminded me, kind of a word that comes up when, for instance, discussing like food and these new products that are being made available to people is flexitarians. That's a new word to me. What does that mean?
I don't know who coined it, but it's a group of people that are that come up in the film when I focus on Germany, because I look at the history of Germany and the rise of veganism there. So there's lots of companies, and what's surprisingly is that there's also meat producers now making vegan and vegetarian products.
Yeah.
And there's more and more of them, and there's new companies starting to make vegan vegetarian products. There's other companies that are labeling their products vegan vegetarian. So, and that's not for the relatively small group of vegans in Germany, but it's more for the group of flexitarians. So there's people who actively are reducing their meat consumption and who are interested in the idea of veganism but are not fully vegan.
Right, yes, because I remember as well that someone mentions that the word butcher may not even exist in 20 years anymore.
Yeah, because we went to the largest meat fair in Frankfurt, and we talked to a butcher school teacher, I guess, and she said that there's more butcher shops are producing vegan and even vegetarian products, and so the term butcher shop is not correct in a few years from now on.
Hopefully, that's a terrible word, butcher. Even the word itself is horrific. You know, there's some people that take in pigs into their homes.
Yeah, it's the story of Esther the Wonder Pig, and it's the story of a supposed mini pig that two Canadians adopted. And it turned out that she's not a mini pig at all, and she grew to, I don't know, a large pig, and they were faced with the issue of what to do with her, because they were living in an apartment outside of Toronto, Canada. So they turned vegan, and now they started this sanctuary, and they've written a book, and they've written a kid's book now, and it's this whole fan site on Facebook with like a million or 1.2 million followers.
Yeah. Do you think that could happen in the future as well?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's just when you see the photos of Esther on the website and the videos, it's just something like you remember something that a cat or a dog would do. It's just no difference between a pig or a cat or a dog.
Mm. So regarding this festival, there's going to be a parallel event with food. And maybe you could tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, actually the festival organizers arranged a vegan brunch before the screening of the film on Sunday, so it's obviously a very nice thing for people to try out what's available if you choose to be vegan or are interested in veganism.
That's it, because like I think, you know, for some people it's just a matter of realizing that, you know, there is that food that you can change your habits in a way.
Yeah, definitely. And now there's so many products available, and it's gotten more and more easy to eat vegan and find products everywhere available, especially right here in Prague.
Do you hope that this film will you know, get people talking about the subject?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I just want to, you know, I've tried to not to be too pushy with this whole issue because it's very sensitive to so many people. I just wanted to present the facts and show people what is possible if we reduce meat or even take out meat or our plate completely.
That's great. Well, thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.